if you want to avoid all the sickness this winter, the snotty noses, the coughs, the colds, the sleepless nights, the fevers, the Panadol and the antibiotics, the ear infections, the grumpy, tired kids, the days off work and school and childcare, are all those memories of last winter coming back? I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be that way this winter. I have a free online masterclass, 3 simple ways to boost your kids' immunity to avoid a winter full of sickness. It's on demand, meaning you can register and watch it straight away or watch it at a time that is convenient for you. Head on over to naturalsuperkids.com/immune and you will be able to sign up. In the masterclass, I am covering our natural, simple, and effective approach to avoiding winter infections, how to boost your family's immunity with our proven 3-step naturopathic strategy that is really easy for you to implement as a busy mum. We're going to talk about the immune depleters that you need to avoid so you're not wasting time and money building up your kids' immunity that is just being depleted by these common foods and environmental factors. I am sharing heaps of practical tips. I promise it will be an hour well spent. You can register again at naturalsuperkids.com/immune. I can't wait to hear how you find it and to give you the tips to make this winter healthier. Welcome to the Natural Super Kids podcast, where you will discover practical strategies to inspire you to boost the health and nutrition of your kids. I'm Jessica Donovan, a qualified naturopath specializing in kids' health, and I want to make it as easy as possible for you to raise healthy and happy kids. Let's get into it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Natural Super Kids podcast. Jessica Donovan here. I hope you're doing really well. And here in Australia, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, New Zealand, we are in autumn. And autumn is becoming maybe my favorite season. I've always been a summer girl. I love the summer. Where we live on the Fleurieu Peninsula in South Australia, we have spectacular beaches. We have hot, dry summers. And, you know, it can be really beautiful, very hot, but I quite like the heat. But autumn is such a beautiful season here as well. I mean, the autumn colours, particularly for us up in the Adelaide Hills, are just amazing. But the thing I love about autumn is less wind. It can get quite windy where we are. Even summer can be quite windy. Spring is really windy, but autumn is quite still and you get those clear, crisp, sunny days, or clear sunny days, I should say. But then the crisp, cool mornings and afternoons and evenings. So I do love autumn. And today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about this idea that healthy winter immune systems for kids are built in the autumn. So, you know, we often hear this sort of analogy when it comes to summer bodies or bikini bodies are built in, you know, spring or winter. In other words, it takes a bit of time to develop that winter immune system. And by the way, with the whole summer bodies, I'm not a believer there's such a thing as summer bodies. I mean, a body is a body, right? But I just know that a lot of people have heard, you know, that kind of analogy before. So back to immune systems, you know, often parents start to focus on immunity. We see that here at Natural Super Kids once the winter bugs start hitting. Now, I know lots of kids do get sniffles and start getting those winter infections, when autumn starts as well, as the weather starts cooling down. I know my kids particularly get sick definitely in that those change of seasons, the autumn and the spring, way more than they do in the winter. But for, argument's sake, talking about, having nice, strong immune systems through the winter so that, one, our lives are easier as parents, there is nothing more stressful. Well, maybe there is, but it's quite stressful to have that constant barrage of winter illnesses, sick kids, kids coughing all night, the concern of whether a temperature's too high, doctor visits, paracetamol, ibuprofen, antibiotics. By the way, we're going to be talking about some, how to avoid overdoing the medication through the winter in our next episode. But it's a lot to deal with. I think as parents in the fast-paced modern world, we've got enough on our plate. And then put on top of that, the constant sickness through the winter, it can really tip us over the edge. And then obviously the other side is that, it's not nice to see our kids constantly sick. Their energy's low. They're not sleeping. I remember joking when my kids were little and, being quite nice sometimes when they were sick because they would slow down and, just lay around. And that's okay if it's occasionally, it gives you an excuse to rest. But when it's constant, and we see that a lot here at Natural Super Kids, people seeking our help because it feels like kids are sick all winter long. So my message to you, the thing that I really want to get across in this episode today is start working on supporting and building those healthy immune systems for your kids, for your family now in autumn, so that when winter hits, and the barrage of those winter illnesses, comes marching for our families, our families are going to be well equipped. Their bodies are going to be, resilient and strong to avoid as many of those winter illnesses as possible. And I'm going to talk about also today a little bit about, what's realistic, because it's somewhat normal for our kids to get sick. And I'm going to talk a little bit about why that is, so you can understand a bit more about what's normal, what's not, and the true indicator of a healthy immune system. Hint, hint, it's not necessarily how often your kids are getting sick. So I think to start, we need to understand, and I really want to point out that the immune system is one of the most complex and sophisticated systems in the human body. I nearly said symptoms then, systems of the human body. So, unlike other body systems, there's no one place that the immune system lives. It's made up of a whole variety of different organs, cells, chemicals, and the aim of the immune system is to fight off pathogens or disease-causing germs to keep us alive. So the immune system is responsible for this and preventing damage to ourselves, allowing us to survive and thrive. So there are two main branches to the immune system, and this might bring back, biology lessons in high school or university for you. So there is the innate immune system and there is the adaptive immune system. And I think this is really important to understand when it comes to our kids. And again, like I said, what's realistic in terms of how often our kids should be getting sick. So the innate immune system it's the basic immune system. It's the general immune system. It's the first line of defense against any germ or injury. And so the cells of the innate immune system attack anything that's unfamiliar in the body. And this is the branch of our immune system that our kids rely on the most, because the other branch, the adaptive immune system, is still immature. So when it comes to the innate immune system, you know, it's just basically like kill and destroy anything that is unfamiliar in the body. And much of this part of the immune system is inherited. However, it does strengthen as children get older. And, you know, this is something important to understand. You know, a younger child's immune system is less developed. And so they will get sick more often as that immune development progresses. So the adaptive immune system, the second branch of the immune system, it's also known as acquired immunity. So the cells of the adaptive immune system or the acquired immune system are the second responders. They take a little longer to kick in, but their effects are much more specific to the invading germ. So this branch develops as we are exposed to pathogens. So when we are born, when our babies are born, they have very little adaptive or acquired immunity. They acquire this immunity through their lives. It takes years to strengthen this part of the immune system. And actually, it's a forever kind of job as we are exposed to different pathogens. So the main reason that kids fall sick more often than adults is because their immune system is still developing, particularly their adaptive or acquired system, immune part of their system. You know what I mean. The adaptive immune system, the acquired immune system is the part that's still developing, but the innate immune system, you know, develops as our kids grow up as well. And as I said, with that adaptive or acquired immune system being more specific, it's much more effective at kind of, you know, killing the germ. So let me give you an example of what this looks like in action. So let's say your child is exposed to a virus through a friend at school or kinder. And let's say that this virus makes contact with the skin on their hand. The first layer of the immune defense is the natural barriers of the body. So the skin, the mucous membranes in the respiratory tract and in the gut. So because of these barriers, many germs never actually make it into the bloodstream. So that's really interesting to note as well. Once the virus does make it into the body, the first response comes from the innate immune system. So white blood cells such as neutrophils and natural killer cells circulate through the bloodstream, and their job is to look out for invading germs or foreign objects. They're basically cruising around the bloodstream, you know, looking for invaders. So when these cells find the virus, they try and control it by gobbling it up or eating it. And this is such a great analogy to share with our kids as well. But because the viruses or other germs that are in our kids' body multiply quickly, the innate response may not be enough to prevent infection. So our kids, you know, start to sort of show symptoms. But this is where adaptive or acquired immunity kicks in. So immune cells such as T cells and B cells come along and they produce antibodies to fight the specific germ. And these antibodies will remember the pathogen and how to fight it. So next time that virus, that same virus, makes its way into our body, the immune system knows exactly what to do to defeat it. So once adaptive immunity is built up, the immune system can fight off germs without reaching the stage of causing symptoms. So, you know, those situations where your kids are sick or you've got a sick child, they're sleeping with you, they're coughing all over you, they're sneezing all over you, but you don't get sick. This is, the power of adaptive immunity. It is most likely because your adaptive immunity kicked in. It remembered that you'd already been exposed to this particular virus before, and it got rid of it before the infection set in. But your child didn't have that previous exposure. So hopefully that makes sense in terms of understanding a bit more about how the immune system works and particularly why kids get sick more often than we do as adults. Now, this doesn't mean there's nothing we can do to strengthen both the innate immunity in our children and the adaptive immunity in our children. And actually, you know, as naturopaths here at Natural Super Kids, one of, you know, our approach to immunity and infections is to, you know, support the immune system and support immune development with things like nutrition. You know, nutrients play a really important role when it comes to both adaptive and innate immune system. The immune system relies or is powered by nutrients. Nutrients power the immune system. They're like fuel for the immune system. So if our kids are lacking nutrients in the food that they're eating, or, you know, because they're fussy eaters and they won't eat the food that we put in front of them, then their immune system is going to be affected and negatively compromised. And so, you know, nutrition is just one of the tools we have in our naturopathic tool belt to support both the function of the immune system and also healthy immune development in children. And I have put together a masterclass to give you the specifics of how to, you know, improve and boost your kids' immune system. It's totally free, and you can watch it on demand at your convenience. So you can get access to this by going over to naturalsuperkids.com/immune. IMMUNE. So naturalsuperkids.com/immune. And you can sign up for our free online masterclass. It's called 3 Simple Ways to Naturally Boost Your Kids' Immunity to Avoid a Winter Full of Sickness. And in that masterclass, I'm going to be walking you through my, you know, my practical tips that are easy to implement that will help boost your family's immune system. I'll also be talking a bit about, you know, an overview of our natural, simple, and effective approach to avoid winter infections. And also, I'll be walking you through the immune depleters that you need to avoid so that your kids' immune systems and your family's immune system is as strong as possible. So if you're wanting to know more about, you know, those practical steps to improve your family's immune system this winter, make sure you check it out. Again, the URL is naturalsuperkids.com/immune. And so I also wanted to share, as I said at the start of this podcast episode, you know, how do you know if your child's immune system and the, you know, their prevalence of infections is normal? Because every kid is different, you know, even kids within the same family, you know, some can be more prone to getting sick or can take longer to recover from sickness, and others tend to, you know, be able to dodge and avoid the viruses that are going around. And there's a lot of different reasons that that could be the case. But really the true deciding factor of how healthy, robust, resilient your child's immune system isn't how often they're getting sick, because it's relatively common for kids to get sick regularly, particularly if they're, you know, around other kids, if they're at kinder or daycare or childcare, and if they are young as well. You know, the younger they are, the more prevalent that sickness will be, again, especially if they're around other kids. But the true deciding factor is how quickly your child bounces back from illness. So a healthy immune system will recover from illness quickly. Of course, it depends on the particular virus they've come in contact with. Some viruses are nastier than others. But if they are, you know, taking a long time to recover and bounce back from every single virus they get, then that's a sign that their immune system needs some love and attention. And if they are getting sick fairly regularly, but they're bouncing back fairly quickly, then that's a sign that their immune systems are, you know, relatively healthy and resilient. Of course, there's still things that you can do to strengthen those immune systems. But that really is the key deciding factor, or one of the key indicators as to whether your child's immune system is healthy, robust, and resilient. So I know it can be super frustrating when you've got sick kids all the time, and if you've got multiple kids and illness is going from one to the other, and then you get it and then your partner gets it, it can feel, you know, really stressful and never ending. You know, there's all sorts of medications that parents reach for when their kids get sick as well to ease symptoms and get them back to school or kinder and you back to work quickly. But it's really important, you know, the two big important things when kids are sick, and this is very relevant to adults as well, is to keep fluids up. So keep hydrated. Don't worry too much about food, but keeping hydrated is important. And rest is super important as well. So it's perfectly normal for kids to fall sick quickly and fairly frequently, to feel tired and grumpy when they're sick, to lose their appetite while their body focuses on fighting off the germs. Of course, if they're going days and days and days with no appetite and not wanting to eat, then you definitely want to seek medical attention and take them to the GP. But if their appetite's a bit down for a few days, or if they're off their food for a few days, that's completely normal. You know, their bodily resources are going into fighting off the infection. So the blood and other resources of the body are moving away from the digestive system. So as long as they're drinking and that lack of appetite doesn't go on for longer than, you know, a few days, then there's nothing really generally to worry about there. It's perfectly normal for our kids to bounce back quickly from illness as well. Even though their immune systems are underdeveloped or still developing, that bouncing back from illness is really what we want to be seeing in our kids. And look, antibiotics definitely have their place. Paracetamol definitely has its place, but reaching for these medications too quickly and too heavily through the winter can really do more harm than good when it comes to the, you know, the strength of the immune system. Most kids don't need antibiotics to help them get over the, you know, the viruses. Well, antibiotics don't aren't effective on viruses anyway. So, but different infections, even bacterial infections, a lot of the time a child will be able to recover from those on their own. Of course, as I said, antibiotics certainly have their place, and it's really important that you get professional opinions and medical advice if you are concerned about your child's symptoms. But in next week's episode, I want to dive into more about antibiotics, you know, the antibiotic cycle, and how we can avoid overuse of medications in our kids over the winter. So I hope that was helpful, and don't forget to sign up for my free masterclass if that is something you are interested in, for the practical tips on supporting your kids' immune system so they get sick less and bounce back from sickness faster this winter. So you can head to naturalsuperkids.com/immune to get access to that masterclass, and you can watch it whenever is convenient for you once you've signed up. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. Head on over to our website, naturalsuperkids.com, for the show notes for this episode, as well as a whole heap of inspiration to help you raise healthy and happy kids. I'll see you next week. Before you go, don't forget about my free online on-demand masterclass, 3 Simple Ways to Naturally Boost Your Kids' Immunity to Avoid a Winter Full of Sickness. I'm sharing my practical tips on ways that you can strengthen your whole family's immune system to avoid the onslaught of winter infections so your family can stay healthy and well this winter. You can sign up at naturalsuperkids.com/immune.